Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com here. Time for another podcast. This time we're going to do the XRCO Award nominations as our topic. We've done this for a couple years in a row. Basically, if you want to go to XRCO.com and see the X-Rated Critics Organization's nominations, you can also go to RogReviews.com and look for it under News if you want to follow along. I am a voting member of XRCO, have been for over 10 years, was honored to be elected into their Hall of Fame a few years ago, so it's an organization that I care very much about, an award show that I'm really into, and something that I do podcast about quite often. I'm going to be honest about some of this stuff, but please remember, congratulations to all the nominations. It will try and stay as positive as possible. I like to see the way we recognize the best in our industry. But I'm also going to talk in this podcast about some suggestions, maybe some things that were overlooked, maybe some changes we could possibly make to make the XRCO even better. This year, the 32nd annual XRCO Awards will take place. It is an industry-only free event, great party, so if you are in the industry and are listening, you can drop me a line, Raj@pipelinemultimedia.com for RSVP information, because full disclosure here, I'm also the publicist for XRCO. So there, a little plug. This is an unsponsored podcast. So, hey, check out PipelineMultimedia.com for all of your adult and mainstream PR needs. There you go. So getting to it, again, if you are following along, hopefully you've gotten there by now. First category is Best Release, which is a shot on film, digital, or video, and not a parody. The nominees are Being Riley from Tushy, Jules Jordan, Carter Cruz Obsession, Blacked, Jules Jordan, Marriage 2.0 from Adam and Eve, Stockholm Syndrome, James Dean, The Submission of Emma Marks, Boundaries. Now, that's a pretty good list. First thing that stands out is both Being Riley and Carter Cruz Obsession, one for Tushy, one for Blacked, are really excellent movies. Similar quality, obviously it's the same production team that made them both. Putting them up against each other is definitely going to split the vote. I liked Being Riley as one of the best movies of the year. I also liked Carter Cruz Obsession. Being Riley was my favorite of the two. It was also one, it was at the top of my list. Again, I'm not going to go over who I'm going to vote for. Just going to, you know, you can read between the lines in some cases and see which ones I really like. I also nominated another movie in this category that did not make it here because it ended up in another category. Marriage 2.0 I thought was very, very interesting. Not a traditional adult movie, very much cable-friendly, soft, well-acted and written. I think Being Riley and Carter Cruz are a different kind of movie, and better from my opinion. Stockholm Syndrome was really interesting. I don't think it has a chance to beat the other two that I mentioned unless it splits the vote, especially because Submission of Emma Marks, Boundaries was very good, and that series has become a critic favorite because it is a soft BDSM, it is generally a better story than 50 Shades, and that one has a real chance, I think, of winning. Next category is Best Epic, described as big budget, also usually at least two discs. That's where the other movie that I nominated, Star Maker, ended up on this list. I watched Star Maker. I didn't actually review it or write the review. I'm actually doing that right now as we speak, rewatching it for a third time. I'm very impressed. Brad Armstrong has made a great movie with Asa Akira and Kalina Ryu, Jessica Drake, Kehlani Lay. Great cast, great movie. That's on here. The other nominees, Safe Landings from Adam and Eve, which was a fun movie, Star Maker, as I mentioned, Wicked Picture, Striker from Digital Playground, The Turning, Girls Way, and Wanted, Wicked Pictures. I did nominate Wanted from Wicked Pictures in that category, because I also liked Wanted, a very cool Western, Stormy Daniels, nice story. For me, nothing on this list is as good as Star Maker. It is that good. It truly is excellent. Now, Wanted was also very good, and Amber Rain did just pass. It was a great Amber Rain performance. I think you could see that one sneak up and grab it. I think the two Wicked movies will fight for one and two. It was neat to see the turning on here from Girls Why. It was a lesser-known movie, but a very impressive effort. Now here's where we get into the first of the three best parody categories. Best parody comedy. Bob's Boners and Other Porn Parodies from Wood Rocket. Joanna Angel's Making the Band, Burning Angel. Night at the Erotic Museum, Smash Pictures. Peter Pan, Triple X from Axel Braun. This Ain't Modern Family, Triple X from Hustler. And This Ain't the Interview, Triple X from Hustler. A few years ago, parodies were really big. So that's why we ended up with all these separate categories. Looking at my list, Peter Pan was on my list for comedy because we don't have a fairy tale version or fairy tale category, and Peter Pan was excellent. Bob's Boners is fun. Wood Rocket always does really fun, cool stuff. Making the Band was good. Night at the Erotic Museum, This Ain't Modern Family was pretty clever. The Hustler stuff these days is a little thrown together. It's not as big budget as some of the others. So for that reason, Peter Pan stands out. Peter Pan was an excellent movie. It was well acted, well written. They took the story and turned it into something erotic and hot. And honestly, as much as I like everything Joanna Angel does, and as much as I like the performances in Modern Family, I don't think there's any question Peter Pan is head and shoulders above. It probably should have gone into Best Epic, even instead of Best Parody. Best Parody Drama. American Horror Story from Brazzers, Kill Bill XXX from Digital Playground, Magic Mike XXX from Wicked, Screwing Wall Street, Arrangement Finders IPO from Manuel Ferrara, and Sleeping with Danger from Dream Zone. Magic Mike XXX is another movie that was in my top 10 from last year. It was very well acted, had a good story, was just really good, had a nice cast. The sex is good. It still features sex, and we haven't talked about that in years on podcasts. But, you know, there's a difference between a feature sex scene in Magic Mike and, you know, a scene from, you know, Jules Jordan ass worship. It's going to be a different vibe, but it still was very good. Again, I think it's head and shoulders. I don't think it's even close in this category. Screwing Wall Street was interesting, and I liked it. The sex was really good. Kill Bill was interesting, but again, I think you're looking at Magic Mike. I think you're looking at Wicked Pictures taking three out of the first four categories, basically. I think they're gonna get Best Epic with one of the two, and I think they're gonna get the two first Best Parody categories. On my ballot, let's see, drama. Magic Mike was at the top of my list. Not surprising, given what I just said. Best Parody Comic. Avengers XXX 2 from Vivid. Barbarella XXX from Axel Braun. Batman vs. Superman XXX from Axel Braun. Guardians of the Galaxy and Other Porn Parodies from Wood Rocket. And Wonder Woman XXX from Vivid. I originally thought this was a really weak category. It's not, actually, because Wonder Woman's really good. Kimberly Keane's fantastic. Batman vs. Superman was a lot of fun, and Barbarella was very good. The other two are very forgettable, to be honest. The stuff that Axel did at Vivid at the end, the comic book stuff, was very non-story driven. It was very much just put people in, you know, leotards and tights and have them have sex, which is not bad. But there was a lot more thought that went into Batman and Wonder Woman. So. And Barbarella, honestly, I'm not sure why it's in comic. I think it should have been in comedy instead of one of the others. But it's here. And very good. So I suppose it has a chance to maybe compete. But again, I think you're looking at a Wicked movie. I think either Batman or Barbarella, unless Vivid sneaks in with Wonder Woman. My ballot on this one had Batman, of course. I also had on mine, that's not, I had This Can't Be Deadpool XXX. Mostly because I didn't consider Barbarella to be in this category. I put Wonder Woman and Batman. Now, overall, I'm going to say something here. Three categories for parody. I think the time has come for the XRCO as an organization to look into cutting some of these. Adding categories is great, but when you're talking about a small award show like this, we don't want to have too many. It gets too long, it gets too cumbersome. It needs to be a quick event so everybody can have a good time. And I think we can replace some of these, maintain the number of awards by cutting some, adding some others. I think the time has come to go ahead and cut some of these, because if you take a look, and if you took these 15, 5, 5, and 6, there's actually 16 of these awards. If you pulled Peter Pan from comedy, and you pulled Magic Mike and, say, Screwing Wall Street from drama, and Batman, Barbarella, and Wonder Woman from comic, you'd have six movies in a category, and it would be strong. That would be a strong six. Now, that means some good movies are not going to get recognized, but it might be time to replace it with something else. We'll get to that later, because I know some of you know there's been a call to add specific categories. And at this point, something has to go to add something. I do think we should look at reducing the number of parody awards. There just aren't as many good parodies being made as there were a few years ago. Best Gonzo Movie. Adriana Chechik, The Ultimate Slut from Johnny Darko. Angela 2 from Angela White. Annika's Anal Sluts from Bam, Evil Angel. Ass Worship 16, Jules Jordan. Gang Bang Me 2 from Hard X. And Real Life 5 from Kelly Madison. Nice to see Kelly Madison and her husband Ryan get recognized. I don't think the movie has a chance against these other ones, but it's very nice to see it get recognized and nominated. She's very sexy, and they're making very interesting and increasingly higher production value movies that are really impressive. Some of the ones I had on my list, I actually had All Access Carter Cruz on Gonzo Movie, not feature. It really belongs in feature. I had a couple of movies, Up My Asian Ass 2 and Asian Fucking Nation, that ended up somewhere else. I also had Jesse Alpha Female, the comeback movie for Jesse Jane. Now, Jesse was not nominated. I was surprised. I also put Score Mia Khalifa, because I think that was a really, really hot movie. But, you know, she's not there. Angela 2 I put on there. So, this is a strong category, I think. I don't think the Kelly Madison movie will get the votes. I doubt if Gang Bang Me will get the votes. Angela 2 is probably my favorite movie on this list. I really love Ass Worship 16. Annika's Anal Sluts was good. I have a feeling it's going to be Adriana Chechik, because everybody loves her. We talked about this in the AVN podcast. I think we've seen everything she can do. She's pretty, and she takes big things in her ass. And we saw a lot of that in this movie. I like a little more. if you listen to my AVN podcast, you know I talk about Angela White all the time. This movie is one of my favorite ever. It's, you know, my list of movies that are on my shelf over 20 years, it's grown. It's more a symbolic shelf now because it's a whole group of shelves. But that's the kind of movie that I would always say when I reviewed, I'm making room on the shelf for this because it's that good and something you will take out and watch again. She's beautiful, she's sexy, she's fantastic. That's my favorite on this list, but Ass Worship 16 is really good. And Adriana Chechik will pick up a lot of votes because people love her. Best Gonzo Series. I've had things like POV Pervert, Black-Owned, Asian Fucking Nation, Teens Love Huge Cock was another series that I really like. On the list, Anal Beauty, which is one of the Tushy series. Angela Loves from Angela White, which I nominated and is great. Ass Worship from Jules Jordan. Honestly, Ass Worship is one of the best series in the history of our industry. So, there you go. DP Me from Hard X is good. Gang Bang Me from Hard X. Raw from Manuel Farrar, which is really interesting. If you haven't seen it, it's very much raw. It's very much put a camera on a nightstand, do some POV, and just bang until you're done. And then Rocco's Perfect Slaves. Not sure here. Honestly, probably Ass Worship. I mean, it's a classic series. You guys know how much I love Angela White, but I think you're probably looking at Ass Worship as a really good shot to win that. Best Girl-Girl Series, Girl Train from Belladonna, Kittens and Cougars from Zero Tolerance, Lesbian Family Affair from Phillies, So-and-So Love Girls from Sweetheart, Seduction Of from Devil's Films, We Live Together, Reality Kings, and Women Seeking Women, Girlfriends Films. I think it's probably going to be Women Seeking Women. That series has been running forever. It's super popular, especially among people who love Girl-Girl Series. I don't see how that one loses. Best POV Series, Girlfriend Experience, Lex's Point of View, Manuel's Fucking POV, POV Pervert, Jules Jordan, and Up Close and Hardcore. I believe POV Pervert has won 6 years in a row. All 6 years of the award has been on the plate. It is still the very best. What Mike John started, Tim Von Swine has continued. It is the best. The best shot, the best energy from the girls. It's just the best. These others are pretty good. Girlfriend Experience is a very interesting one. adds a layer to it. Lex shoots good POV, Manuel, obviously, but I still go with POV Pervert. Best Ethnic Series, I mentioned some of my favorites ended up here. Asian Fucking Nation from Darko is fantastic. Asian Persuasion from my friend Porno Dan and Immoral Productions. Black Panthers from Lexington Steel is really good. There still, in 2016, is a lack of really excellent all-black porn, and Black Panthers is a great example. 8th Street Latinas, Latin Adultery, Latina Sex Tapes, My First Interracial from Blacked, Up My Asian Ass from Jules Jordan. This is tough because the My First Anal stuff from Blacked is outstanding, and I think it's probably going to win. I love Darko's Asian Fucking Nation stuff. I really do. I think Johnny Darko, 1 year Darko just needs to have one of those years where he wins 10 or 15 awards. He's that good. But if I had to bet, I think My First Interracial probably takes that one home. Best Director Features. Let's take a look on my ballot again, see if there's anything that I noticed didn't end up here. No, they pretty much got what I... Yeah, like those categories. Best Director of Features, Brad Armstrong. As I mentioned, Starmaker is excellent. James Avalon, Stormy Daniels, who did Wanted, Eddie Powell, Jackie St. James, B-Scow. What's really funny to me is in the past, we would have, not arguments, but you'd make the argument that, well, so-and-so did three great movies, so-and-so did two, so-and-so did seven or eight movies. There are just not as many features being made anymore. So you're looking for people who made one or two movies all year, and you end up as best director in features. So I'm wondering now, and I don't necessarily advocate getting rid of this category, because you compare these to feature and non-feature. But we have best director, features, non-features, and parody. Perhaps features and parody could be combined, because we'll get to that in a second. Because some of these people are only doing one movie. And, you know, the Academy Awards does Best Director for a specific movie. Maybe it's time we did that. I don't know. But this is tough. Starmaker is my favorite feature of the year, so I suppose Brad Armstrong would be my choice, because he directed my favorite. Best Director non-features, a lot more of these. Mike Adriano. I like Mike Adriano's work. I think it becomes very fetish-oriented, though. Whatever is sort of the focus of his movie overwhelms you. Darko, I already mentioned how much I think of Darko. He's fantastic. Manuel Ferrara is really adding to his game. Jules Jordan, I think, is the default for the last 15 years best Gonzo director. Greg Lansky, who's doing Blacked and Tushy and making Gonzo look gorgeous. Mason, who continues to do really fantastic stuff. Mime Freak from Archangel. Pat Mine, really glad to see Pat Mine on here. He's under-recognized for his work behind the camera, and really glad. Chris Streams also does really good stuff, and Tim Von Swine. So, it's a really good list. It's a good list, and it's not easy, because Lansky right now is making the stuff that people are talking about. Jules is friggin' Jules. You know, how many times did Barry Bonds not win the MVP because somebody else was sort of new and hot, and Barry Bonds was just Barry Bonds? Well, Jules is just Jules, just making great fucking Gonzo. Darko's strong. Mime Freak, Pat, and Tim Von Swine would be great Dark Horse candidates. Not sure if they can overtake the big guys, but you know, it could be an interesting run. Best director of parody, Joanna Angel, Brad Armstrong, Axel Braun, Leroy Myers, and Will Ryder. Really strong list. Glad that that one did not get extended too big. When you look at what was nominated, really you should put Magic Mike for Armstrong in features rather than parody. You could do that and bolster his case there, because essentially right now the parody category is owned by Axel Braun. No question. No offense to the other nominees. You're fantastic, but it's Axel's award. And we actually have another Best Director category, and this one I think needs to be separate because it is really separate, and that's Best Director of Web. These are directors who work primarily or exclusively on web content that does find its way to DVD, but it's primarily a web-based award. Ivan from Pooba, Leroy Myers, Miles Long, Ryan Madison, and Stills by Allen. Now, interestingly enough, Leroy Myers' stuff gets nominated for parody at Wood Rocket, and Ryan Madison stuff got nominated as well as DVDs or movies. And that's one of the things that we're going to have to change our definition of as we go forward, is what constitutes a movie. But this five is really good. I think Ivan's really good. Ivan's been a great director for a long time, since he was back at Extreme Associates, making really good stuff over at Anabolic, and now with Pooba. I think he's great. The others are really good too, though. Leroy Myers, of course, has been a parody director for a while and a really good director. And Miles Long, one of the most prolific directors out there. So I definitely think this is a category we should keep, but I think when you look at ways to trim, I think combining the feature and parody director award could be good. Now, that means somebody doesn't get an award for the night. I realize that. It's not as simple as just changing it, but it's a suggestion I would make. Now, this is actually getting longer than I expected, so I'm going to cut it here to end part one of the 2016 XRCO Award podcast. I'm Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com and PipelineMultimedia.com. Thank you for listening. Please visit the website. We don't have official sponsors of the podcast, so take a look. Click on some of the banners at the site. Anything you buy does help run the site and keep things going, and I appreciate it. If you have any comments, feedback on the page, you can also email me, Roger@RogerReviews.com. Find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Got any questions, got any comments, got any things you want to talk about in the next one or the next series of podcasts, drop me a line. Thanks for listening.